Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call right now at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
You know, Bob, sometimes we find ourselves in situations that just seem hopeless. They're just so overwhelming. There's no way out. We can't see an option, any plan that can move us forward. We just feel like we're stuck, sometimes just stuck in the mud. And it's an impossible situation. We are without hope, hopeless that anything good, anything positive can come along. Well, that's the situation that Abraham found himself in. He was 100 years of age, and God had promised him a son, an heir that would carry on the bloodline that would eventually lead to Christ Jesus. Sarah was 90. Her womb was dead. This was a hopeless situation. Paul wrote about it in his letter to the Romans, chapter 4, starting in verse 18. He starts this sentence, "Against all hope." That's where Abraham was, against all hope. It was hopeless. There was nothing that he could see that could bring this promise about. But against all hope, Abraham in hope. What's that talking about? What's he mean there, Abraham in hope? Well, he knew God. He knew something about God. So he believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him. God had said something to Abraham, and even though the situation looked hopeless, he believed God. That's what hope is all about. What has God spoken to you? What has he said to you? There are many things that we find in the Word of God, where God speaks directly to us concerning our sins, that our sins have been forgiven. Yes. Sometimes we feel like we've out-sinned the grace of God, that we have crossed a line and are beyond the reach of God's forgiveness. Yes, yet against all hope, we believe that the shed blood of Jesus actually took away our sins once and for all. We look at these lives of ours, and we know that every single person ends the same way, in death, in a casket. And you look at that and say, that's a hopeless situation. Is there life beyond it? Yet God has said to us, yes, we will receive a resurrected body, that our lives will never end, that we have eternal life. That's a hopeless situation, death. And against all hope, in hope, we believe what God says. If you're going through a difficult situation today, if it looks hopeless, if you're confused, if you're depressed, if you're sad because of what you're going through, let the gospel of Jesus Christ anchor you to a sure and steadfast hope so that you can receive what God has promised you.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. If you fit that particular category, we would love to hear from you. We would love to talk it through with you. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or anything you'd like to discuss, the best opportunity you're going to have today is right now. Again, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, guys, from Fort Collins, Colorado, that's Richard's old stomping ground, a question from Doug. He says, you have said that once you have accepted salvation, you cannot lose it, as it is a gift from God. There is one unpardonable sin, which is, of course, the sin of unbelief. But what if someone turns away from God and says that they don't believe anymore?
Well, that's a good question. Richard, what is the answer to that? How can we know that somebody is actually never going to turn away from God who has actually been born again of the Spirit of God?
Well, first of all, why would you? I mean, if you knew that you had the Holy Spirit of God living in you and understood what that life means, you're never going to walk away. Now, you may walk away from a belief system, because it's illogical, but you're never going to walk away from Jesus. And Jesus says, I'm with you forever. I'm never walking away from you. So if we walk away, he's with us. He's walking with us. It's really a confusion of beliefs. It's not an issue of right and wrong. You have to face it. You either have accepted Jesus or you've been faking it the whole time, right? You're either saved or you're not. Once you're saved because Jesus' blood was completely sufficient. His resurrection is completely sufficient. The Holy Spirit inside is the guarantee. So when we see, usually we see this when some pastor that we've known just throws up his hands and says, I've had it. Well, you have to ask why, and that's a legitimate question to ask, but the answer is usually has to do with what he believed beforehand, what he was taught. It has nothing to do with his actual relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think you bring up an excellent point, Richard, in the fact that salvation or Christianity just isn't adopting a belief system. Mm-hmm. So we have all these different belief systems that are out there in the world, different philosophies. We examine those and we come to the point and say, well, I'm picking Christianity. And then if it doesn't work, you say, hey, I'm going to toss that, and then I'm going to try another philosophy. Else. Well, Christianity isn't just a system of beliefs and a long lineup of systems of belief. Mm-hmm. It is actually new life. So when you become a Christian, you receive Jesus. Jesus Christ comes to live inside of you. You become a new creature in Christ. You become fundamentally different than what you were before.
Yes.
And God's Spirit will never leave you nor depart from you. So God's Spirit is going to constantly take the doubts that you have in your mind and align those to the Word of God, where you continue to walk down this path of new life in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So you can't go back. You can't go back from life to death. You can't go from belief back to unbelief. Mm-hmm. All of those things have been done to you and for you by Christ. He's changed you from the inside out, and he has committed himself to conforming you to his very image. That's a process that he's going to do.
Yes.
Maybe you buck the system a little bit, maybe you rebel a little bit along the way, but Christ will, in those situations, will prevail. He will move you down that path, and you'll gladly walk with him because you will see that his will is actually the absolute best and most beneficial. That's the way this Christian life works.
Doug, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, as we've said so many times, we love hearing from you. If you have a question you'd like to pose but can't get to the phone, why, we encourage you to drop us an email. You can do that by addressing it to bob@basicgospel.net.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk with Martin, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello there, my brother. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Same. The Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, I have a question here. How would you explain Hebrews 10:25? The Bible tells us, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as easy the day approaching. I'll explain that, please.
Well, I think it's an encouragement that the writer of Hebrews has to all of us. And what he's saying, Martin, is that we belong to one another. So the minute that you trusted Christ and were made alive in Christ, you were added to the body of Christ. You became a member. When I trusted Christ, the day I trusted Christ, I became a member of the body. And so as fellow members, the writer of Hebrews is simply saying, meet together. Don't forsake that. Meet together. You belong to one another. And that's where you're going to find the fullness of Christ. We were saved individually, but we were added to a corporate body. And it's through this corporate body that the world sees the fullness of Jesus. And so if we try to be Lone Ranger Christians, if we try to walk this path just by ourselves, we're going to get beaten up by the enemy and to a point where it's going to be very difficult to experience what Christ has for us. But when we meet together, we're going to receive the encouragement and the stimulation that we need to continue down this journey, keeping our eye on Jesus, standing solidly on the truth of his love and grace.
Amen. Thanks.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So this doesn't mean you have to, have a membership at a church, you know, be on a church roll. It means to meet with other like-minded believers. And that can happen at a church, in a Sunday school class. You can have a group that meets one night during the week. But meet together with those folks and allow the ministry of the body of Christ to take place in your life.
Well, we appreciate your
call, Martin. Thanks for bringing that question up. We appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. Got something you'd like to talk about? We'd love to discuss it with you. Give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk with Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Welcome. You're on the line at Basic Gospel.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about, you were talking about Abraham and Sarah, promises from God, and they
yes.
had hope and faith.
Yes.
And I've had some dreams, and I just wanted to ask, should I give up on some promises that I think that have came from God?
Well, Joyce, if they're promises that you can see written in the Word of God, you should never give up hope on those, because those are statements of fact. I mean, we don't see those today, but we know those promises will come true in Christ, because God said that they would. So one day I'm going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's a statement of fact. It's not true yet for me, but one day it will be. I will get to see him face to face. One day I will have a resurrected body. Those are statements of fact. So it's
okay.
Not something that may or may not happen. Those things are going to happen, and it's because of that hope that I can trust the Lord for the here and now. As we read yesterday in the book of Colossians, that hope springs forth faith and love in this world right now through us. So that's a wonderful thing. Sometimes
okay.
we have dreams about what we might want to do. We have dreams of how life might be. Those aren't necessarily dreams that God has given you or have a hope of being fulfilled. That just may be something that's inside of you. And if you feel very strongly about those, then you kind of figure out how you can get there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God is in the hope-giving business. He's not in the meeting a timeline business. And because I live in time and you live in time and God is outside of that, he does things at exactly the right time, regardless of what we think about it. And so be patient, you know, be content. Rejoice in the things you know that you have now, and wait for with expectation the things that are yet to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joyce. Hey, let me put you on hold. I want to send you a book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I think it will be a real benefit in your journey with Christ. And once you read it, will you call us back?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you hold the line, Joyce, and we'll get that to you. And we sure appreciate your call. And never give up on what God has said is true of you and will be true of you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Thanks for your call.
We've heard from so many people around the country saying what a blessing Simple Gospel, Simply Grace has been in their lives, and we encourage you, if you have not gotten your copy yet, we encourage you to go to simplegospelsimplygrace.com, and you're able to purchase a single copy or multiple copies to share with friends when you go there. Again, that's simplegospelsimplygrace.com. It, of course, is Bob Christopher's first book, and we are just delighted at the response to it. Right now, just wanted to talk for just a moment. We have been talking about the month of January. We don't like to talk about folks, but we'll talk about January a little bit. Traditionally, January has seen a pretty significant fall off in the support of the ministry, and I have been pretty adamant over the past several days that we believe that this January and the months that follow need to really set the tone for the year. And, Richard, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I think that in order for the ministry to maintain a healthy position financially, we must see a good response during this month of January.
Well, yes, because as you well know, those of you who are listening, the month of January does tend to fall off because of all the spending that went on during the holidays and that sort of thing. And you know in your own life, you have to pay the water bill. You have to pay the electricity. You have to, well, the same is true for us, right? We have to pay for our airtime. We have to pay for our building, you know, our rent and all of that sort of thing. And so the expenses continue, and we don't want to look at it just in terms of expense, because what this expense is enabling is bringing Jesus to people.
Yes.
And if you've been listening just this first 2 weeks of the year, there have been some amazingly practical calls, real life issues about how do I know I'm saved? Or I know I was saved 2 years ago, but now something terrible has happened and I'm beating myself up. That's rubber meets the road stuff. And that's why we're here, because Jesus speaks into each of those situations. There is nothing that he's not sufficient for. There is nothing that his grace cannot overcome. We're the ones who get our eyes off of him, and we suffer from that here too. Yes. I mean, we'll have a bad day and you go home and you're moping around and you have to wake up and say, look, Jesus is sufficient. Well, that's what we live to do here. We have been given this incredible opportunity of sharing Jesus no matter what.
Yes.
Jesus, no matter what. And in order to do that, we have to be enabled financially to do it. And if, you know, last year, in the first 2 months of the year, we went multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole because it just nobody gave. Well, we were able to recover during the year and all of that, but we could not take advantage of opportunities because we were behind. And so if we start off well and we continue on, then we don't get behind and we don't have to make big impassioned pleas about, you know, help us climb out of this hole. We can all, you and us, can focus on presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to people every day. It's practical, it's real, and you know in your own life it matters.
Friends, if basic gospel has made a difference in your life, we believe that it will make a difference in other people's lives as well. And we encourage you to be a part of that. Come partner with us. You can do that by speaking with our operator right now at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. You can make your contribution to Basic Gospel at the website, basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Or you can address us at Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, that's Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. There's not a bad way to give to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to North Jersey and talk with Kenrick, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kenrick. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you. My question is that I wasn't really listening. I wasn't really paying attention. But it seems like when the program got started, someone asked a question or was whatever it was, but then I heard you said, "Oh, Jesus would never leave you. He would always be there with you, and he would never leave you." So I don't know really what was the question the person or had asked.
Well, Kendrick, the emailer was asking about someone walking away from God. And we were saying that if somebody has truly been born again of God's Spirit, has been made fully alive in Christ Jesus, well, Christ comes to take up residence in that person through the indwelling Spirit with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We see that in Hebrews 13:5. So there is this incredible promise that God is going to stick with us through thick and thin. So we get to enjoy his presence here and now because of the work of Jesus Christ through his death on the cross and through his resurrected life. So that's God's promise to us. So if God has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us, guess what? He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Okay, that's true. But now I have a question. But with, I think it is in, I can't remember in what part of the Bible, but when Saul, when God had made Saul, had elected Saul to be king, and then Saul had did something wrong, the Lord had moved away. When Samuel had came to talk to Saul, and he tore his garment or whatever, and Samuel said, that's the same way God has tore the kingdom away from you. So therefore, God had to be away from Saul.
What happened with Saul, Kendrick, was the people of Israel wanted a king. They asked Samuel for a king. And God heard their plea, and he responded. Saul became the first king, and God sent his spirit to come upon Saul to carry out that office. So that's a key word, the word upon. When we come to Christ today, the Holy Spirit comes to live within. So the Holy Spirit isn't upon us. He is within us. He indwells us. And back in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon people to carry out certain functions, certain activities. Saul rebelled. He didn't align himself with the purposes of God. He did not have a heart for God, as did his predecessor, David, or not his predecessor, his successor. So when God wanted to make David king, he withdrew the spirit that was upon Saul, and he put it upon David so that David could carry out his role as king of Israel. Now, that's Old Testament stuff. Today, God's spirit comes to live within us, and because of the work of Jesus, and the fact that he took away our sins forever, we have the promise and the assurance that God's Spirit will never leave or forsake us. So we're new covenant. God comes to live within us. He changes us from the inside out, and he is guaranteed that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So that's the difference between old covenant and new covenant right there, Kendrick. Well, thanks for your call. I hope that answers your question.
As you said, the key word there is upon.
That's correct.
One is upon and one is in.
Yes.
So sometimes we read the Bible, but we don't take notice much of these little words.
Okay, and those little words are important, aren't they?
Right, it is.
Yeah, so where does Jesus live as far as you're concerned? In you, right?
Correct.
He is in you, and because of his work to take away your sins, Kendrick, once and for all, to declare you righteous, to make you righteous, he will be with you forever. That's the good news, and one day you're going to be absent from that body of yours, and you're going to be present with him.
To the Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Kendrick, thanks for your call. We certainly
thanks
appreciate
very
it.
Much.
Fantastic question today, yes. My friend.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
We appreciate hearing from everyone who called to be a part of this one. And again, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, why, we encourage you to drop us an email, and you can pose your question or your particular topic for discussion by addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. We talked about giving and supporting the ministry, and of course, that's the primary reason, is to get the good word out. But for a gift of any amount this month, you'll get a copy of Bob Christopher's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Companion Study Guide. It's a wonderful study guide and an opportunity to get deeply into the Word of God. Well, thanks for being with us again, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and God bless you. We're going to see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.